Berkley, why don't you go ahead and tell us what is your job with the federal government?
Well, I'm an engine captain with the U.S. Forest Service on the Apache Sitgreaves National Forest here in eastern Arizona. I'm in charge of a crew of four. I have myself, an engineer, and two seasonal firefighters that work on my crew. The bulk of my work does take place during the summer when we have an active fire season, but I'm also involved with many other projects throughout the year. I've helped administer timber harvesting and pine cone harvesting contracts. I have helped do snow surveys. You know, we get involved with whatever we can throughout the office when they need somebody.
And so for the last almost 4 weeks now, you have been doing none of that at all. You are not to go to work. Is that right?
That's correct. The only work that I've done in the last few weeks has been plowing. We have government housing here on our district, and people still need to be able to get in and out of their homes and to and from the grocery store, the post office. And so the only work I've done is I've come in and plowed the roads and plowed the driveways so people can go about their other business outside of work.
Now, you mentioned that you have government housing, so I'm assuming the government is going to be paying for that while they're taking the burden of that during the furlough. You don't have a mortgage payment to make?
That's correct. My housing costs come straight out of my paycheck every 2 weeks. So I can look at my pay statement at the end of 2 weeks, and I see a deduction for the amount of rent that I pay. For right now, that is obviously on hold. When I go back to work, they'll start processing that again, and that'll come out of my paychecks.
Can you tell us a little bit about your family? Are you how many people are you providing for?
So we're a single-income family. There's myself, my wife, and I have two small children. And so, you know, we make it go as far as we can. My wife, you know, takes care of the kids at home. So that really helps. We save a lot of money in that respect.
And right now, what is your strategy as far as saving money, since there's no end date yet for this government shutdown?
Well, you know, really our strategy has been is to dip into our savings. It's not as much as we'd hoped it would be this time of year. We had some other financial things that we had to take care of. But that's the route we've been going, is using our savings, and we've just been, you know, more frugal than usual. We've really looked at, you know, okay, what are the things we usually don't buy, and then we've cut back even further from that. We're making sure that we're, you know, buying groceries that are going to last us just a little bit longer. We're definitely dipping into some old recipes and stuff like that we did when we were in college. We've kind of tried to go back to the way things were when my wife and I were first together.
And how long do you think you might be able to do that, Berkley, with your savings?
Oh, probably another month or so before I really, really get deeply, deeply concerned. I would hope by that point that we've all come to a consensus on what needs to be done, and the government's back open.
Right. So let's talk about your job now. What's happening with forest fire watches, forest fire planning? We're only a couple months away from maybe the earliest that we could be seeing some forest fires in this area.
Well, what we have been told is that preparedness is still, you know, very, very high priority, and that plays into public safety, you know, human and life safety. And so we would still be coming in to work if we're needed. Obviously, right now, given the weather, that hasn't been a concern. But you're right. You know, months out from now, that could be a concern. We are continuing with what we've been told. We are continuing to do our hiring events, and so that way we'll have a workforce on. You know, even if this shutdown drags on, we'll still be prepared to answer the call.
Berkley Krueger, thank you so much for your time today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.